It's important. It's important every game, but like you said, on the road, hopefully quiet the crowd a little bit. We need to get in rhythm. When we get in a rhythm as an offense, I think the game goes well for us. We get some long drives, convert on third down is what we need to do. Keep the chains moving, and when we get in the red zone, we have to put a touchdown. Score seven. We know we're going to be limited on possessions, just the way they play. Obviously experienced that a few weeks ago, so we know we're going to be limited on amount of possessions. We've got to make the most of them.
Where's the confidence level and swagger level of this locker room right now going into this game?
It's hot. I think we know what we can do. We feel we can beat any team out there, and if we just go play our game. I think we felt that way all year, and right now it's just one game at a time. No matter how you win them, you just got to win them.
Jerry, on the defensive side of the ball, they don't have a lot of folks. And yet they've got good enough D's on the defense to be 13-3. How are they getting it done from your guys' perspective? When you guys analyze them, how are they getting it done?
They're fundamentally sound. I mean, this team overall, special teams, offense, defense, I think all across the board, they don't hurt themselves. They don't give up big plays. You have to beat them, especially when you get down the red zone. They play coverage. You're going to have to get open. You're going to have to beat them. They won't beat themselves. So, and as simple as that seems, it's tough to beat a team that way. If they're not giving up the long touchdown or anything, it's hard to go 10, 12 plays. But we did it last week, and we're going to have to do it again.
Jordy, in game one, you guys played a pretty wide open game. A lot of five wides, some no huddle, that kind of thing. And they had trouble with it. I mean, they really did. Now, how does that work out? Now, do you guys go out there with it again and say, stop it? Or do you guys figure they're going to work on stopping it, so we got to do something else? How does that dynamic work out?
That's for the guys upstairs to figure out. That's the best thing about being down here. You just run what they call. every week we got everything installed. We got from five receivers to one receiver to no receiver. So it's whatever it's called, whatever the feel is. Obviously, if we're running the ball, we hopefully can keep doing that with Starks and just keep them off balance. That's the key. We don't want to be one-dimensional. We got, I think, two one-dimensional down there the first time, but that's what was working, so we had to go with it and really make plays. But I think we're very multi-dimensional in what we can do on offense, and whatever's working, we're going to go with.
How about Starks? Do you think he had that in him when he was, especially with the stage so big?
Honestly, I can't say yes because we've never seen it. I mean, the kid didn't play senior year in college. Some guys said they've YouTubed him a couple times and seen it's been pretty nice, but just looking at him, and we knew he had something, but I think saying for his first big-time game to come out and have 23 carries for 120-some yards, I think you're crazy if you'd sit here and predict that. But I think people knew there's something in there. There's been flashes, and he put it together for a game, a big game we needed. And it's a new dynamic to our offense that is going to just make us more difficult to stop.
Multiplicity of your formations and personnel groups, one of the greatest strengths of Mike's play caller, that you can just see defenses reacting to some new grouping or new formation that's trotted out week to week.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think, when you go five receivers and no receivers, and we have that all the way through every week, it's difficult to game plan for. I mean, they have to work on everything, so it might shorten down what they can do. But I think it just puts us in a good situation, whatever's working, however the game, the flow of the game, we get up, we get behind, whatever, we have stuff to deal with it.
Eagles had to burn a timeout trotting guys to try and match up. I mean, that's when you know you've got them thinking.
Yeah, it's tough. And like I said, going into the Eagles game, we believe our fifth receiver is better than their fifth DB. So when that happens, you're in a good situation, and they have to figure something out to stop it.
Jordy, you talked about the confidence that you guys have right now. Coach talked about not buying into the hype, though, playing so hot right now. How do you separate the two, keep that confidence without buying into what, people are saying?
Keep coming in here every day and listen to a coach. they'll let you know. we know, obviously, we played a game on Sunday, and we know there's things we can do better. And if you get satisfied, you're not going to go very far in this league. And so you got to keep working at it. Know you can improve. And whenever you play a perfect game, you need to let someone know because it won't happen. So that's what you strive for.
Jordy, one of the things you guys did well was the red zone execution. And just talk about that. Playing a team with Atlanta, you don't know how many possessions you're going to get. Just the importance of converting those opportunities.
It's key. We saw it the first time we were down here. We came away with one field goal and then had a turnover on the other. And it's huge. Obviously, I personally believe it cost us the game. I mean, obviously, they won on the last second field goal. So we need touchdowns, period. We did it. Philly came away with three touchdowns, 3 for 3. That's big. Like I said, Atlanta's going to play a lot of coverage and make you beat them.
This team has won three, essentially, playoff games in a row right now. What does that do for your attitude going into this one?
I think everyone's in a good state of mind. I think it might drop the pressure, maybe, because we've had pressure for the last 3 weeks. We knew going into the Giants, we put ourselves in a situation we had to beat them. And going into the Bears, we were pretty sure we had to beat them because we had a feeling the Giants were going to win. So I think the magnitude of the game, even though they're getting more important, we've been at it for a while, and I think it might lessen the pressure on us a little bit, which would be a benefit.
You guys have really eliminated mental mistakes. I mean, physical things still happen, but you really cut down on the mental mistakes in the last 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks. Where do you put your finger on for that happening?
I don't know. I don't know if it's focus, people put more time in, maybe a simpler game plan, whatever. I mean, I think there's probably multiple things, but right now it's do or die. And, you know, you can't have the little mistakes, the formation screw-ups, anything like that. And you got to stay focused. And just those little things become big things at this point in time of the year.